Minister, as you know, last week has seen the devastating bogside at Mean Bog in Balvey. Thousands of tons of peat have slid down into the river on the mountain, which will make its way into the Deg River and has probably killed thousands of salmon at this stage, ultimately compromising the Mourne and Foyle River systems. This is the culmination of a long planning history on this site, where the development, I feel, has been pushed on against the wishes of the community. This site was part of a planning application initially that was submitted in 2015 to Imbor-Pinalla and was refused down to the work of the community, highlighting that environmentally it was suspect. This is a serious issue here, how applications are foisted on communities and this is what we get. During the planning phase of this wind farm, the local community were able to tell the developer that the ground conditions would make this site liable to slippage, and they were ignored. This development was taken out of the initial application and applied for again to the board, and it was granted. It was always felt that this was only the first step in achieving the whole development, and this has inevitably led the developer to contact the local community this week that he intends to submit an application in the coming months for the rest of the site, from which was the original application that was made. This is blatant project splitting and was not called out by any official organisation at any stage. Minister, this issue has been raised here today and has been seen, unfortunately, in other sites around the country, such as Derrybrien in County Galway, and Drumcairn in Leitrim, and now Mean Bog in Donegal. How many other sites will this apply to? Sadly, this is about the government turning a blind eye to big, wealthy developers. Local communities cannot rely on government to support them and their interests over the interests of developers in these cases. They know that government will use Imbor-Pinalla to make sure that the applications will be granted. To add insult to injury, then, there is little or no control of developments after they are given permission. Developers can do as they please. Even if planning permission promises to do X, Y and Z to protect the environment, there is no effective control to ensure that they actually do when they actually get planning permission. That's the end of the process, and nobody looks at it from that point on. And that's wrong, Minister, I believe. Thanks.
Thanks, Count Corla. Minister, in light of recent developments at the wind farm construction site in the Finn Valley in Ballybuffet in Donegal, where there was a large-scale bogslide which, as Thomas said, polluted salmon and a trout river and also a fish farm because of the disturbance of lands during the construction of the wind farm. Also, at a wind farm in South Galway, the state has incurred fines of $10.5 million and rising because of a massive landslide during construction. The European Union Court of Justice found Ireland had failed to properly assess the environmental effects the development would have on the locality. In my constituency of Mead West, mostly in the Delvin, Raharney, Bolivar areas, Bord na Mona and Gaeltacht wind farms are in the process of applying for planning permission to erect 35 wind turbines, ranging in height from 180 metres to 200 metres, some of the tallest in Europe, with a setback distance of only four times the height of the turbine from many, many homes. Also, little regard for noise, flicker and value to people's homes. Also, the environmental effect on areas beside where one of these wind farms is proposed, we have one of Ireland's leading bloodstock farms. We talk about climate change and climate action, but I would say that what happened in Donegal and Galway done the climate a lot more harm and damage than anything the wind farm could have done for the climate. Minister, if wind turbines or wind farms have to be 600 to 650 feet tall to get the wind speed desired, are these areas really suitable for this kind of development? And Minister, can I ask that you put a hold on planning applications for wind farms until there is a full investigation into what happened in Donegal and Galway, and not have another environmental disaster in our area or some other area? Thank you.
I want to thank you both for raising this issue. I think it's something that it has really taken us all, and it's very shocking, the scenes that we've all witnessed. And both I and my department are aware of last weekend's peat slide near Mean Bog Wind Farm, Barnesmore Gap, south of Ballybuffet in County Donegal, which is, as you quite rightly point out, is currently under construction. The matter has been actively investigated by a number of statutory agencies, led by Donegal County Council, and also involving the EPA, Irish Water, the Lochs Agency, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, as well as Derry City and Strabane District Council, and the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, having regard to the fact that the development is a transboundary project. At this early stage, the precise cause of that peat slide is yet to be determined, be it the construction works of the wind farm, weather impacts or other factors, or a combination of various factors. And I note you mentioned the Shaz Mountain peat slide as well. Again, we have a report from which here. Initial investigations by the agencies involved noted that in addition to road construction works on the wind farm site there where peat slide occurred, there was heavy and persistent rainfall and build-up of water within the peat over a recent period, which may have contributed to the peat slippage. Investigations on the cause are ongoing, but the immediate focus of the agencies involved has been to ensure the putting in place of hardcore burns to prevent further peat slippage, to stabilise peat slippage in the form of dewatering to maintain the peat on site, and to minimise impacts of local watercourses. Once these measures are in place, the agencies involved will endeavour to determine the precise cause of the peat slide and deal with the breaches of planning and environmental requirements, if any, after that. I should also mention that the developers of the wind farm were requested by Donegal County Council to submit an action plan by yesterday detailing the engineering measures necessary to eliminate or limit the release of further polluting matter from the area where the peat slide occurred, to prevent the release of material built behind the improvised impoundment structure on site, and to mitigate against the further dispersal of peat and sediment beyond the confines of the site. The wind farm development in question was granted permission through the strategic infrastructure development process operated by An Bord Pleanála. Under planning legislation, the decision as to whether to grant permission for a strategic infrastructure project with or without conditions is a matter for An Bord Pleanála. In making decisions on strategic infrastructure development applications, the Board is required to have regard to proper planning and sustainable development of the area, and provisions of the development plan, any submissions, observations received, and relevant ministerial or government policies, including any guidelines issued by my department. The consideration of such application also involves consideration of the requirements of the EU Environmental Impact Assessment Directive and the Habitats Directive. There is a mandatory requirement to undertake an environmental impact assessment in respect of wind farm development projects of a certain scale if they consist of five or more turbines or have a power output greater than 5 megawatts. This ensures that all environmental impacts, including potential hydrological impacts of proposed development, are fully considered and assessed prior to making the determinations on individual planning applications. A detailed environmental impact assessment incorporating a peat and soil management plan and an assessment of the potential for peat slide was submitted as part of the planning application for the Mean Bog wind farm to An Bord Pleanála. Arising from the peat slide and in accordance with the peat and soil management plan submitted as part of the planning application, all works on the wind farm have been temporarily ceased, with the exception of those that relate to mitigating the impact of the peat slide and reducing the risk of further slides. Furthermore, I'm informed by Donegal County Council, in coordination with the Road Service of Northern Ireland, put in place some temporary road closures in the area on precautionary grounds. I'd also point out, as the deputies are aware, that under Section 30 of the Planning and Development Act 2000, as amended, I'm specifically precluded from exercising any power or control in relation to the particular case which with a planning authority or a board may be concerned, except in a very specific and extreme circumstances which do not apply in this instance.
Thank you, Minister. The deputies have 1 minute each.
Thank you, Ciarán, and thank the Minister for his response. A response that we would have expected before today, unfortunately, Minister, and that's the reality of the situation. It's interesting you outline a long list of agencies and acronyms there that aren't getting involved now. Where were they all when the planning stage was going on, when this has actually been planned? I'd be very interested to know that. I'd be interested to know what communications Donegal County Council had with this developer prior to this taking place. That would be very interesting to know as well. But actually, Minister, there's one very simple thing that we could do here in this state in relation to this. He who pays the piper calls the tune. The developer gets all the surveys done for this. He pays for them to be done. So I have yet to see an environmental impact statement that says that this development should not go ahead. I've yet to see an environmental impact statement that says that this could go ahead with huge amounts of safety procedures put in place, because if I'm paying for it, nobody's going to say that I have to do it. The reality is, and the simple thing that we could do is that we could say that the developer pays the council to do it, and the council could actually do the environmental studies, and then we might actually see real change in this process.
Thanks, Gerlach. Minister, we didn't hear much about other areas or other wind farms, with all due respect. And I listened to the Taoiseach yesterday where he said that the future of wind energy is offshore, and I agree. Again, Minister, if turbines need to be 180 metres to 200 metres tall, two times the height of the spire in Dublin, to get the wind speed required because of low-lying nature of these lands, surely this is not the right area for such developments. The environmental effects on the community and the turbines in Delvin, Raharney and Bolivar area will be up to 150 feet higher than the ones in Donegal. So I would like to see these agencies involved in the planning process before it's too late, like it was in Donegal. So if you could address those, please. Thank you.
Chair the interagency group in the wake of the Drumcairn landslide, and we've met on a number of occasions now. We have an excellent report here, and certainly there's no doubt in reading this report and some very good recommendations here that we can get learning information from. But there's no doubt that weather and weather-related events seem to have had an impact here, particularly a very dry spring followed by heavy rainfalls. I'm just saying that in relation to Drumcairn. I absolutely accept that, and as I did indicate earlier, the matter is currently under investigation by a cross-border multi-agency group, and I think it's important that we allow them to do that work, as we did with Drumcairn. And their investigations are at a very early stage, and initial focus will deal with the immediate steps to remediate the site and minimise the environmental impacts, similarly again to Drumcairn. They will endeavour to determine the cause of the peat slide and deal with the technical breaches in planning and environmental requirements after that. All works on the wind farm have been temporarily ceased, arising from the peat slide, with the extraction, with the exception of those that relate to the mitigating impact of the bog slide and in reducing the risk of further slides. And I would share a view, certainly, that we do need to give serious consideration to the location of wind farms, particularly where they could have a detrimental impact, where perhaps we're offsetting the carbon saved, and perhaps in some cases where there might be a huge release of carbon through these huge events around bog slides and peat slides. We need to stabilise, we need to reconstruct our peatlands and our boglands, because they, in their own right, are really important carbon sinks, probably the most important ones that we have. So I do take on board the points raised by both deputies, and just to give my reassurance that we will continue this investigation and hopefully come to a conclusion. As I said, this report is really useful in informing these other events, but we do need to take a very serious look at land use management in this country and the impacts that it's having. So I think that's something that we are committed to doing in government as well.